Now, this week I was driving somebody else's car, and I tuned in the radio as I was driving along. Normally I have my own CDs in the car and I listen to my music, but it was a bit quiet in the car, so I tuned in the radio to East Coast Radio, and I was listening along, and I think the news bulletin came up, and so I sat there listening to the news bulletin. And as I traveled along the road, as I traveled along the road, suddenly the radio went silent for a second and then came back on again. And this happened on 2, 3, 4 occasions as I was driving along, until at one point there was almost a minute with nothing going on the radio. It was then that I realized that the car radio was not able to pick up the signal. We were going around a hill and it couldn't receive a signal from the tower. Now that got me thinking about my car, which has one of those fancy radios in it that is constantly searching for the best signal. And it seldom, if ever, goes silent because it's looking for the best signal. And that in turn, as I was thinking about these radio stations being tuned in and tuned out, got me to think about our Christian life. And about how do we stay tuned in to Christ? And that's the title of the talk this morning, Staying Tuned In to Christ. Does our internal Christ radio, if you like, stay in tune with Him all the time? Or does it come and go depending on your situation and what struggles you find yourself in? See, I think that just like a car radio, our Christian lives are sometimes well in tune with God, but at other times, especially when we're going through those difficult patches, the tunnels of life, round those mountains in life, we lose the signal that we get from Christ. So I thought, well, it's the new year, how do we now maintain and ensure that we stay tuned in to Christ through this new year? Now, I want to have a look at a number of different passages this morning as we have a look at how we stay tuned in. We're going to have a look here. And in this passage that we read this morning from Luke's Gospel, you will see that there were two different groups of people there. There was the man called Simon. He was a Pharisee. And he throws this big party for all the hobnobs of society, and he invites Jesus as the guest of honor. And all is going well. The party's going great. They're all reclining. In those days, they didn't sit around a table. They reclined on like couches and would lie on their left side with their feet behind them. And they were all reclining and they were all eating the food, when, as happens in lots of parties, the gatecrasher arrives. This gatecrasher happens to be a prostitute. She's a sinner, as Simon the Pharisee says. And she comes in, and I think we're all familiar with the story, but she goes behind Jesus, she weeps on Jesus' feet and wets them, she dries them with her hair, and then she pours some really expensive perfume on Jesus. Now, there are lots of implications there, and there's lots of messages that we can bring out of this story this morning. But what I want us to have a look at is the two different reactions of these people. Simon the Pharisee thinks, I'm right with God. I'm in tune with God. I have a strong signal from God. I know what is right and I know what is wrong. But the problem with Simon was that his relationship with God had grown cold. In contrast to Simon the Pharisee, we have this woman who is a sinner and she knows it, who wants to spend time with Jesus. And I think often that is our dilemma this morning and today. We know that we should be at the feet of Jesus, listening to Him, but we are too often like the Pharisee. I know that story. What more can I learn from that? we lose the signal from Jesus and we grow cold in our relationship with him. We grumble and moan at those that do not think like us, who sometimes treat us as outcasts. We point fingers at those who say things and we get really upset. But how do we ensure that we stay tuned to Christ? Well, six comments this morning, six principles, if you like, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on each of them, but we are going to go rather quickly through them, so I hope you'll keep up. But six principles that I believe are helpful in keeping our God radio stations, if you like, tuned into him so that we might know what he is telling us. Firstly, this morning, the first principle is open your Bible. Now, this might go without having to be said, but as the saying goes, if it goes without being said, then it needs to be said. The first principle in staying in tune with Christ is to make sure that we are, in fact, tuned in. It doesn't help to switch on your car radio and say, oh, well, I'll hope it'll sort itself out and carry on driving. No, you need to tune your radio. And likewise, as a Christian, we need to make sure that we are in tune with God. Now, some of you might remember those old valve radios, the wireless, as they were called in those days. Perhaps some of you remember those. Perhaps some of you have even got one of those in your house store, and that would be a real antique now. But one thing about those valve radios is you could tune it now, but by this afternoon, you've got to retune it, even with it sitting still. They went in and out of frequency the whole time. And then as a Christian, we're a bit like that. We drift in and drift out of the frequency with God. And we need to continually be retuning our wireless, our radio, to God. Listen to what Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 3. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Peter's saying, just like little babies love milk, so as Christians, we should love God's word. And that is the way that we stay focused and tuned in to God, by constantly looking, opening, and reading God's word. Yet we spend so much of our time worrying about our health, our finances, our jobs, our family problems. Well, friends, with New Year upon us, some of you might be on some or other diet, and you might be trying to lose so many kilograms of weight. But do we spend time on a diet of the Bible? Do we start, or do we read our Bibles? We're so concerned about our weight, about how we look, about our problems. But are we concerned about opening the Bible? Now the question is, where do we start reading the Bible? Well, I think it's always helpful to start with prayer, asking God to open your eyes to help you to understand his word. Then, as in the case with our diets at home, we don't just eat chips all day every day, although I could. We have a varied diet. We throw in some vegetables. We might throw some fish in with those slump chips. But we vary our diet. And so in the Bible, we don't just want to read the same thing over and over. We want to vary our diet. So have a look at some of Paul's letters. Look at the Gospels. Have a look at the Psalms. Read some of the Old Testament prophets. Because remember that the Bible is not just an academic book. It's not just a book of knowledge. It is a relational book. You see, Simon the Pharisee in Luke's Gospel saw this book as an academic book. Oh, you've got to do A, B, C, D, and then you're fine with God. It's a list of rules. This is what I must do. This is what I mustn't do. Simon saw it as an academic book. It gave him knowledge to know how God wanted him to live. But he missed the point. Because the Bible is about a relationship. It's about a relationship that needs to be developed between us and God. Someone once said, as we read the Bible, ask the question, what does this teach me about Jesus? And then allow the Bible to teach us how to live our lives daily by asking a second question, how can I put this into practice? So the two questions that are really helpful when reading the Bible, what does this teach me about Jesus, and how can I put what I'm learning here into practice? You see, friends, Christianity is not just a warm, fuzzy glow in our hearts, and then we grow cold. We need to make tuning into God a daily habit, opening God's Word. The second principle this morning about staying in tune with Christ is to squash your sin. Sin has this nasty habit, I'm sure most of you will know this, but sin has this nasty habit of not bringing us closer to God, but leading us further and further from God. Unconfessed sin, sin that we have not acknowledged that we have done wrong, will not bring us closer to God. In terms of staying tuned in with Christ, we need to regularly be confessing our sin before God. David forgot this, and I know we've looked at the psalm in the past, but just very briefly, as David forgot to confess his sin to God, listen to how he ended up. Verse 3 and 4 of Psalm 32. When I kept silent, or when I failed to confess my sin before God, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. You see, friends, unconfessed sin, or denying that we have done anything wrong, is the most dangerous thing that there is in blocking our signal from God. If you want to stay tuned into God this year, then admit that you have done the wrong thing and confess your sin before God and ask Him to forgive you. Of course, let me just say here as well that when we do confess our sin before God, that doesn't necessarily make all our bad relationships right and everything else suddenly fall into place. But what we are doing is admitting that we need God's help. We are admitting that we have done the wrong thing. We confess our sin and say to God, Lord, I cannot do this on my own. I need your help. I know I have done the wrong thing. And as we continue to do that day in and day out, we will remove that blockage that blocks the signal from God. So therefore, as we strive to stay tuned to Christ this year, deal with your sin daily. Thirdly, not only must we open our Bibles, not only must we squash our sin, but we should think of Christ. You see, another area that perhaps comes in to interfere with the signal from God is our dependence on Christ. You see, when we focus on our own problems, when we focus on our actions, on our circumstances, instead of taking note of what the writer of Hebrews said in chapter 12 and verse 2, instead of focusing our eyes on Jesus, we lose the signal. You see, friends, we need to focus on Christ. We need to think about Christ. We cannot just worry about our problems. And I thought, well, how do we then think about Christ on a regular, ongoing basis? And I thought of three different areas that this helps us. As we look at Christ's work on the cross, remembering that God loved us so much that he sent his Son into the world, that even though I was wicked and unlovable, God came and died on the cross for me. He's forgiven me. So the first way that we think about Christ is by remembering Christ has forgiven me. And remember that. Secondly, we focus on the promises that Christ has given us and not on our feelings. If I focus my relationship with Christ on my feelings, well, what happens when I'm feeling down? Then my relationship with Christ is affected, isn't it? You see, feelings are a bit like the weather. We never know from moment to moment what's going to happen. Yesterday I had the privilege of being invited to go sailing on Midmar Dam. It was great fun. And we went out two or three times during the course of the day. But the weather changed. One minute there was no wind at all and we were sitting there with the sails flapping, trying to find some wind. The next minute we were on the cat on one hole, trapezing off the side because the wind was blowing so strong. Our feelings can be like that. One minute we're fine, happy and everything. The next minute, the wind, the force of life is so strong that we don't know what to do with it. If our relationship with Christ is based on our feelings and on our emotions, that's a sure way to lose our signal with Christ. Rather, focus on Christ's promises, on the promises that he's given us. Like, for example, Matthew 28 verse 20, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Isn't that a great promise to remember? And keeps us thinking about Christ. As we face the struggles of life, let us remember the promises of God and think of Christ. And thirdly, we can think of Christ when we focus on Jesus by looking to his love and not our circumstances. Following Jesus does not protect us from illness, hardship, bereavement, unemployment, and so on. But if we focus on that, then we're going to lose sight of God's love for us. As Paul tells us in Romans 8 and verse 38 and 39, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. So we have seen that in order to stay in tune with Christ, we need to constantly be tuning our spiritual radio to the Bible as we open it, as we confess our sins, and as we think of Christ. Now there's three more left, and I'm going to go through those even quicker than I've gone through these first three. But fourthly, we need to stay in tune with Christ this morning by praying often. Now this is very similar to opening your Bible with the idea that we've already spoken about. But it's a key element nonetheless. Often we go through life without uttering a boo or a bar to God. But isn't prayer our communication with God? God speaks to us through the Bible, which we've encouraged one another to open. But we speak to God through our prayers. And as with any relationship, if there's no communication or no two-way communication, a relationship dies. So Paul tells us that we are to pray without ceasing. Prayer is, if you like, a booster, a strong receiver for your radio, for your signal with God. Therefore, pray often. Fifthly, we need to meet with other Christians. It's all very well reading your Bible. It's all very well confessing your sins and thinking of Christ and praying often. But unless we also come together and meet with other Christians, we're also going to lose focus of where our radio is to be in tuned with. Those of you who've done some long distance traveling will know that once you get to a certain point, you can no longer pick up a radio station anymore because you've moved without or out of the range of the signal. And as Christians, if we don't come together and meet regularly as a group of believers, it's like moving out of range of the signal and failing to hear what God has to say. You see, meeting together with other Christians is a support structure that God has given us to help us to keep our radios in tune with Him. We work together as fellow workers in Christ, but mostly as we keep each other tuned in to the things of God. Of course, there are many other so-called radio stations out there today, all calling for us. And if we move away from this Christian radio station, the Christ, some other religion will ask us and want us to become part of them. We need to regularly be meeting with other Christians. If you are a Christian but only occasionally pop in and out of church, your radio station is not properly tuned in to Christ. We need to meet together to motivate, to support, to encourage, to keep ourselves going. So let's meet with other Christians, not just once a week either, but at Bible studies, at ladies' meetings, at youth groups, at whatever it might be. At opportunities that we have to meet with other Christians. And lastly this morning, as we stay tuned in to Christ, do we need to meet with God? And I think this last point sums up the other five that we've mentioned about. It incorporates all these others. As we read our Bible, as we pray to Him, as we confess our sins before Him, as we think about Christ, as we meet with one another week in and week out, we need to meet with God. We don't have to wait until the minister says a prayer for you before we can get back on track. If we fail to meet with God regularly, then it's like our radio station is totally off channel and we're not even in tune with Him. So friends, may I encourage you at the beginning of this year, as I do most years, to stay in tune with Christ this year. Open your Bibles. Confess your sins. Think of Christ. Meet with other Christians. Pray often. And meet with God. So how in tune are you with Christ at the moment? Are you in tune with Christ like the woman in Luke 7, realized that she really needed Jesus and sat at His feet? Or are you perhaps like the Pharisee who says, I know all this, I know what is right and wrong, but in the end missed the point? Friends, let's retune our radios, our spiritual radios, to Christ this year. And let's remember who Jesus is. Focus on Him and stay tuned to Him. Well, let's pray. Lord, we do just come before You this morning, Lord, and we thank You for this great encouragement that we've had this morning, Lord, of just staying in tune with You. Lord, we've seen how these two different people responded to You. the Pharisee just not interested in those who weren't part of you. But the sinful woman, Lord, realizing her need for you. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to stay tuned into you this year. Lord, help us to open our Bibles. Lord, help us to squash our sin and to confess our sin before you. That, Lord, as life happens to us, help us to think about you and your promises that you've given us. And help us to talk to you often as we pray. But, Lord, also help us to want to meet together regularly with fellow Christians and to meet with you on a daily basis. And we ask this in your name. Amen.